Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bold Sidebar. We have a new opinion decided January 19, 2021 from Justice Solomon. The name of the case is State v. Damon Williams. And I will have a little fun with this one because I'm going to drop right into a movie reference. Get ready. Here's Johnny. If you don't get that one, you'll have to watch the classic thriller The Shining, featuring New Jersey native Jack Nicholson. In this case, Mr. Williams was an extremely polite bank robber. He went to the teller, quote, please, all the money, 150, 20, 10, thank you. He also asked the teller not to put the GPS tracker pack in the money, and left. He was convicted of a second-degree crime, that is, second-degree crime, robbery, including the use of force or threat of force. So the question here was, his polite request a threat of force or not? He had no weapon. He brandished no weapon. He threatened no physical harm. He did not gesture in a manner leading anyone to believe that he had a weapon on him. The prosecutor sold the threat of force theory to the jury by utilizing a PowerPoint presentation that included the time-honored Jack Nicholson crazed face peering through a crack in a door and the tagline, or the famous line, here's Johnny. Supreme Court says, no good. You cannot utilize essentially extra judicial features in your closing argument to gain a conviction or to gain an enhanced conviction. Closing arguments should be focused on the evidence. The court also added, although didn't require this, suggested that to the extent that counsel will be utilizing video or other enhancements in a presentation, that those things might be shared with the other side so that any objections can be sorted out. The defense counsel did object to the prosecutor's use of the Shining reference. And again, if you didn't see the movie, it can be quite gory and bloody and so forth. So you've got to put that in perspective. So in a nutshell, no extra judicial movie, media, pop culture references to the extent they will cause prejudice to the defendant. Share them with the other side in advance. Perhaps you can work out any objections. And good news for Mr. Damon Williams is that the Supreme Court knocked his conviction down to the third degree simple theft, and he came out the winner thanks to prosecutorial misconduct. I don't know that it's the most egregious prosecutorial misconduct you could ever see, but the Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision penned by Justice Solomon, it's an interesting read. It's actually a fun read because of reference to the pop culture movie and the use of extrajudicial, extrajudicial sales techniques to get a conviction. So check it out, State v. Damon Williams.